Welcome, everybody, to episode 107 of Disney with the Ducks. Tonight, you've got me, John Krall, and I'm joined by three of my friends, Lonnie G.
Hey, everybody.
Kevin.
Hey, guys.
And Jody.
Hi, friends.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. If you could please pause this real quick, go out, leave us a five-star review on your podcatcher. That would really help us out. Maybe write some kind words. You know, if there's negative words you want to write, send them directly to Jeff. You can find Jeff in our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks. So yet another reason to go join our group. So you can always find Jeff and send him your complaints about him specifically, but the show as well. So yeah, find Jeff over in our Facebook group. But also while you're there, maybe share some pictures of a recent trip you took, or let us know about your plans coming up. You know, if you got a trip planned and you're going down to Disney, let us know, and we can have, you know, see if anybody else in the community is going to be down there, or if you need any advice, we can all chime in and help you out. It's always easy to spend other people's money. So I will tell you a million things you need to go do that are probably well outside of anyone's budget, but you know, that's how it is. So yeah,
it's not your money. It's Mickey's money.
It already is.
Mickey's money.
I don't even know why I have an account with Chase, to be honest, because I should probably just have that money direct deposited to Bob Iger or, mm-hmm. you know, the Walt Disney Company.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going anyway. So especially with race weekends coming up and registration coming up. When is registration for marathon? It's coming up, right?
Yes. April the 9th.
April 9th. Okay.
Yes. So
at 10 a.m. Eastern time, which would be 9 a.m. Central time. For all of you who live in the central area. And I strongly suggest that you log in about a half an hour ahead of time.
Yeah. So 9:30 Eastern. And Jody, you forgot about our Pacific friends.
Sorry. That would be. God.
We have so many listeners in the Los Angeles area, probably.
7:30 a.m. log in.
No,
in the mañana,
because they're 3 hours behind Eastern.
6:30 a.m. login.
Yeah,
you just confuse all our.
Wow,
they're gonna log in. It's gonna be sold
Good.
Out. They're gonna be mad. They're gonna be blamed.
I listen to Kevin.
Because if I get stuck in a meeting at work and I forget to get in the queue for the full marathon, I want people to register at the wrong time. So, I want all our duck friends to get in. All right, so tonight we're gonna ask a question of the group, like we do every week. And tonight's question is, what song are you most into right now? So is there a tune that's just been stuck in your head? You've been playing it on your Amazon device around the house? Jody, what do you got? What have you been listening to lately?
So I listen a lot in my car because I listen to podcasts when I walk and I run. But in the car, I like to, like when I'm driving around the grocery store and all that good stuff, I listen to music. And I listen to SiriusXM a bunch, or XMU, and one of the songs right now that they are playing nonstop that I'm loving is Beautiful People Stay High by the Black Keys. And I've liked the Black Keys for a long time. Like, I find them fun, but this song, like, I can't get enough of. I have listened to it so much on repeat and repeat and repeat. It just makes me happy. It makes me want to dance. It feels like, you know, like spring's coming and I can just, you know, get my groove on. Like, I don't know, something about it just makes me really happy. This song just brings me joy. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay.
So, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not like I'm obsessed with the Black Keys. It's not like I like them.
I was going to say, I could see you liking them.
But I really like this song a lot.
Nice. All right. Good choice. All right. Kevin, what do you got? What have you been listening to lately that's, you know, stuck in your head?
So like Jody, I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts too. But, you know, just looking at my search history on Apple Music, the thing I've listened to the most lately is The Best of Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Mm. So
solid.
I just
I just
type in Dr. Dre and then I just hit play. That's it. Then I'm good. I've got a longer drive now to work. So, you know, I put that on
and
man, it's makes me remember being back in high school, and because that kind of, you know, lots of good Dr. Dre songs are coming out around the time that I was started to drive and things like that. So,
yeah, I was going to say, and like the weather, it's becoming springtime. So windows down.
That's right.
And you got like any of those Death Row artists. Man,
that's right.
That, yeah, it brings me back to high school and I love it. I mean, I played around the house probably more than I should with five little kids, but you know, like you gotta teach your kids to like good music young. So my kids have been listening to Tupac since they were like two. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, not sorry type of thing, right? But Kevin, I like it. I like it. Do you have a favorite Dr. Dre song? Not to put you on the spot, but.
I don't know. I guess
all of
Forgot
them?
About Dre, maybe.
Yeah, all that's up there for me too. Awesome, man. All right, Lonnie, what do you got? What have you been listening to lately?
Well, first off, man, I'm surprised. I really thought Kevin was going to say his favorite song was Duel of Fates from the Star Wars soundtrack. So I'm surprised he didn't do it. He took me for a loop with that one, man. But so, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I usually don't listen to a lot of music. But when I do, there is a Disney jazz station. So I like It's All Right by John Batiste right now. But this Disney's jazz station on Apple Music, it takes all the Disney music and it's with a jazz theme to it, right? So it's a lot of it's just musical things of really that nature. Cool. And it's really, really pretty cool. So Disney jazz, man, it'll help you relax. I have it usually in my office playing in the background while I'm working, right? So it's just loud enough where you can hear it, and yet it's just kind of keeps you motivated. So the Disney jazz station is what I listen to. And like I said, it's John Batiste. It's All Right. Ooh. From the Soul soundtrack.
That's awesome. The Disney jazz station. What's that on XM?
On Apple.
Serious?
Apple.
Oh, on Apple?
Mm-hmm. I just added it. Yeah.
I have the Apple.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to have the Apple, except Jeff, because, you know, he's not Apple, but.
I know.
It's sad really to be weird. Jeff. It is sad to be Jeff.
Disney Jazz Lounge?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them, but yeah.
I like it. Okay. Sorry. So I'm a big jazz fan too, Lonnie. So I'm excited about that. Especially like I love when they take like known songs and change them into like just jazz or like classical music. Like you guys ever listen to the Bridgerton soundtrack? So it's like a string quartet type of thing. Actually the Vitamin String Quartet is their name, but they cover pop songs for the Bridgerton show series on Netflix. And it's awesome. But okay. So, I can't pick. So here's the thing, right? Like, so I've got three girls out of my five kids and they love Taylor Swift. So we've started listening to, it's been about 10 years of solid Taylor Swift music. I would say Paper Rings is one of my favorite songs. Like I find myself humming it around the house. I listen to it all the time. I love it. So even Crosby the other day, I was like, what song you want to listen to in the car? He goes, Paper Rings. And he's like yelling it. So there's that. But then, okay. So here's the two others that I've really been listening to a lot lately. One is by one of my favorite bands, the Old 97s. And it's called Question. And I love that song. It's like catchy. It's just a great tune. Right. So I like that. And then Hey Driver by Zach Bryan. I've been listening to that song a ton lately. And I think like Warren Treaty are in it with him. And it's a good song. It's like an acoustic song about like being in a car and driving. And so I listen to those a lot, but none of those are ones I listen to in the car. Cause in the car I need like upbeat music. Right. So, but I do listen to those a lot, like at home, and especially if I'm just around working or whatever. But I listen to a lot of podcasts too, though, like you guys do. It's just once you hit spring, that's when the windows go down and it's music time in the car. So, okay. So those are my songs I'm listening to a lot now. I would probably, if I had to pick one, it would be Paper Rings because just my kids love it. And I mean, it's Taylor Swift. Who doesn't love Taylor Swift? Come on. Okay. So all this talk about music, though, you don't love Taylor Swift. Hold on. Time out. Time out for Schlitz beer here. Lonnie, why?
Yes.
Do you hate America and good things?
No, man, I love America. I just, you know, this
whole
Taylor Swift thing, man, it's just too much.
How do you not love Taylor Swift? Have you been to one of her shows? Okay,
no.
So here's the thing, right? Like,
okay.
I wasn't a Taylor Swift fan, but then Kara really wanted to go when she was like six. So I took her to one of the shows at Ford Field. It was amazing. So then all of a sudden, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. She comes back to town. We go again, and it was even more amazing. I'm just saying, you gotta like go to the show and she'll change your mind. You don't have to believe me, but you do have to try. So you, next time she comes to New Orleans, you pay the $10,000 a ticket it costs and go. And bring your friend John, too. I mean, why not, right?
Like, I have to ask Mickey because that's Mickey's money. And Mickey may not want me giving it to Taylor. No, he may want me to give it to him coming down there some more. You know,
he'll break it.
He might take offense to that.
Yeah,
he would. Isn't okay. Taylor, seriously, isn't Taylor Swift coming, I mean, the concert or whatever, going to the Disney Plus soon?
Yeah, tomorrow at noon. So I think it's the 14th, Thursday the 14th at noon, or it might even already be on there. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah. The Eras tour.
I thought it was later, but I could.
No. I'm gonna look it up though.
I'll look into
it. It better not bump Bluey for the downloads. I tell you, and that would make me upset. Because Bluey has to still lead with the downloads. I mean, who doesn't love Bluey?
Right. March 14th, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, that's Thursday the 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can start watching the Taylor Swift Eras Tour on Disney Plus. Okay, so, but we're not here to talk just about Taylor Swift. We're also going to talk about the Kelce brothers. So who's your favorite? Tonight we're going to talk about Disney soundtracks, and we're going to read some listener responses to what everyone's favorite soundtracks are. But before we get to that, we're going to tell our listeners what our favorite Disney soundtrack of all time is. So, Jody, do you want to kick us off with what your favorite Disney soundtrack is?
Sure. So this was a little hard for me because I like bits and pieces of different soundtracks. Like, it was hard for me to find one that I really liked the most. But then I went back and looked at my listening, and the one that I listened to the most is Mary Poppins Returns. And I kind of know why, because it's Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it and performs in it quite a bit. And there's one or two songs I could do without, but I feel like about that with almost every musical and soundtrack and everything. But that's probably the one I listened to the most, which surprised me. I thought it was going to be easy Princess and the Frog slam dunk. But when I actually went back and looked at my listening history, that's what I listened to the most. So I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to fight the statistics when they're talking to me.
Jody, that's a really good choice, I think, because that was one of the things I loved that movie when we went to see it, but the music was what really got me. I mean, just like the first one, right? It had a lot of good songs too, but I think you're right with Lin-Manuel Miranda and just, you know, being familiar with his work from Moana. And he also did obviously like In the Heights and Hamilton. And those were both amazing. It's just, he's so great. And he was good in that role too. You know, in the movie as one of the, what are they, chimney sweeps or whatever.
Yep.
But the Trip a Little Light Fantastic is one of my all time favorite Disney songs.
I totally agree with you.
I just love it. And then the one at the end with the balloons, it almost makes me cry every time. But nice choice.
Thanks.
All right, Kevin, what do you got? What's your favorite soundtrack from Disney?
Okay, so I know that there were some rules about what we had to pick and things like that. And I think I didn't get that memo, but I'm going to throw out a couple things. So my favorite Disney genre, of course, is Star Wars.
I just want to make sure that Kevin is talking and not John. I just want to clarify here.
I stick to the rules.
It's me. I have to break the rules on this because it's music, and music is like up at the top for me. So Star Wars music, of course, you know, everything about it. And how they all the Star Wars songs connect to one another. You can play them on top of one another. You can play them in reverse and they rhyme with each other. I mean, the Star Wars music is the best. So that was my homework that I thought that I was supposed to do for this, but that's where I messed up. So my favorite Disney album is probably Moana. That's one I've listened to the most. So that we have that soundtrack and it's really cool because there's so many songs on the soundtrack. It's not like a typical movie soundtrack that you would get with maybe 8 or 10 songs on it. There's like 40 songs on that soundtrack. It goes on and on. And during the summer when me and the kids and Heather are playing outside, we'll put that on. We have an old CD player. We put it in the garage. We crank it up, put Moana in and let it play. And that's just summertime. That's what my kids grew up with in summertime. That was one of the first Disney movies they saw and really enjoyed. We've watched it more than any other movie, and the music really makes the movie. And for me, songs that aren't a lot of words and more, you know, they're more of a composed kind of thing, like Star Wars. You know, they invoke emotion, they tell a story. I mean, movies like that, half of the movie is the music, because without the music, the story doesn't, it just binds it together. And that's what makes it such a good, you know, composition for me. So
have you guys ever had your local symphony or pops do a Star Wars movie where they play the music live and the movie's playing in the background?
Yeah, but I didn't go to it. I've seen it here a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours has done that. I just think that's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So I took the kids back last summer and to the Nashville Symphony, and they did that. And all of the people in the orchestra dressed up as characters from Star Wars.
Oh, that's so
and
fun.
When they would play the songs, they would act out the different scenes, like Duels of Fates. They had a Darth Maul come out and fight, like saber battle. It was so cool.
That's so awesome. Cool. That is really cool. All right, Lonnie, what do you got? What's your favorite Disney soundtrack?
Before I give the answer, I just want to say that I was right. I was just a little off. Remember, I said I thought Kevin would say Star Wars, but yeah. Kevin, I gotta ask you a question. You said you can play the Star Wars music front and back. You know what happened when you play Star Wars music backwards? You get the younglings back. You get your hands back. You get your legs back. Jody doesn't get it. She doesn't like
the
Star
Death
Wars,
Star. But-
Yeah, the Death Star is like this. The Death Star comes back. Everything's come back. This is crazy. Yeah. So I'm here all week. So now to your question, John. Favorite Disney soundtrack? It goes without, you know, Moana, love it. But the favorite that I listen to all the time is easy. And you mentioned it. It's Hamilton, right? Disney owns
Hamilton. One, man.
Hamilton is a, you know, Disney property now. So I listen to that soundtrack all the time. So
I'm the same way. I so love good. That soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Oh, it's my favorite. It is my favorite. So yeah, that's what I do.
Man, it's very like good a perfect choice. Mix of music, and it tells a good story, and it's so good. You're right.
Mm-hmm. That's never really gonna be president now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
One less thing I gotta worry about.
That's right.
So that's funny. So three of you guys have mentioned soundtracks that have Lin-Manuel Miranda involved somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
He is very talented. Very talented.
He knows what he's doing. I mean, that's what it takes for, you know, an epic movie like that to have somebody that understands how to speak with music.
Yeah.
I mean, between Star Wars and Lin-Manuel Miranda, they're epic. I mean, that is what made the movies, really.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it did. The music is amazing, and he's just so good at like using lyrics to tell stories, but also at the same time make it part of the music itself. It's just, I don't know, everything is amazing with him. All right, so Moana was actually one I was very like, it was high on the list, but it did not make the final cut. The final cut, I came down to three, and they're all by one of my favorite humans. So they're all Alan Menken. He was involved in all three of these. So Aladdin, I mean, A Whole New World is one of the best songs probably ever written. Mm-hmm. The Genie song is amazing, just the whole soundtrack as a whole, I love it, but it doesn't compare to these other two. So these other two are the real like finalists, we'll say, in the Super Bowl here. So we've got The Little Mermaid, which has one of my favorite Disney songs ever with Under the Sea. The rest of the songs are amazing. The score is great. Just everything about it is awesome. Plus, I love the movie, so that adds to it. But at the end of the day, my favorite is Lion King. Like, you just can't beat that soundtrack. There are so many amazing songs on it. Yes. And I hold my kids up every time we go to Animal Kingdom. And like, Masvania! And I just yell it out. And people look at me like I'm a weirdo. And I love it.
That's
so,
okay.
You know, like, just top to bottom, every song is so, so good. And there's like silly songs like Hakuna Matata and like Be Prepared that's more like dark and serious. But then like Just Can't Wait to Be King. It's just upbeat and fun, but not as goofy as Hakuna Matata. Just everything about it is so awesome. And then you've even got Elton John singing a couple songs on the soundtrack. And he's, to me, one of the greatest singers of all time. So I am picking just one, and it is The Lion King.
Can I tell you something fun about that soundtrack? Huh. Lindsay was in that musical in elementary school, Lion King Jr., and they taught them to sing the song by saying, "I believe there's penguins on my bottom." That's what the kids would sing. "I believe there's penguins on my bottom. I believe there's penguins on my bottom." That's what they would sing. That's what the little kids in elementary school would sing. And it sounded like the right background that, you know, it worked perfect.
It's so good. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you guys, and John, that's a great answer. Because I can tell you, just in college, man, just they would play Lion King, like we would play in the dorm. And before you know it, you got like 8 or 9 dudes huddled around a TV watching Lion King. I mean, like seriously.
Singing? Yeah.
I mean, just like, you know, yeah. We've seen it a bunch of times, but you're still like, man, that's wrong what Scar did. That's his brother, man. I mean, you think about that. But think about that. It's such a great movie. Yeah. That, you know, you got guys, you know, skipping class, some of them, to watch this. Hey, man, I'm going to come back and watch it again or something like that. So it's one of those movies that are just fantastic. Yeah. But, John, I got a question to ask you. You mentioned that you liked the Genie song. It's one of the favorite ones. And I guess my question to you is the original Genie song or the Will Smith Genie song from the live adaptation?
The original Genie song. I like the original soundtrack. I loved the new Aladdin movie, actually, for multiple reasons.
It's but, really good.
Yeah, the Jasmine actress was very talented, so that part was great. And then just the new, I like the new song, though, that she sang. That was really good. And just, I don't know, it was just a great movie.
See, I like the Will Smith live version song better.
So do I.
Version of the Genie song.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think you did a better job singing it. I think Robin Williams just makes me think about being a kid and hearing his voice, and you know, he was such a great actor. So
that's what I think too, Kevin, because I do think Will Smith is a better singer, obviously. I mean, he's like
definitely
an actual released albums and, you know, that kind of thing. But
well, you know, tying it back to Disney, it's funny, we actually watched the premiere of that movie on the Disney Dream. Joey will tell you, if a movie is coming out, they will play it early if you're on the Dream, you know, before it actually releases. So the night before, they said there's a surprise for you. We went, and that was the movie they played. And we loved it then. And then I caught some of it the next day, because they'll play it the next day as well in the theater. So, another plug to go on a Disney boat and give Mickey some more of your money.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm trying to guilt John into going for everybody's listening.
I really want to go. It's the $11,000 it would cost to take all five of my kids. That's the problem.
Yeah, I understand.
But eventually, you know, I'm going to win the lottery. It'll be fine. So many Disney cruises.
Yeah.
All right. But we want to get to, so about a couple weeks ago, Jody asked a good question in our Facebook group and asked our listeners what you guys all think is your favorite soundtrack. So we're going to read your responses and talk about, hopefully that we agree with you, but some of you, let's be honest, we're not going to agree with you, and we're going to point it out. So that's going to be fun. All right. So I'll read the first one. So Dave, he's a friend of the show and, lives in Ohio with Jody and Jeff, not with Jody and Jeff, because it's a big state, but you know what I mean?
Although I did just see him not long ago. So,
and that's kind of why I was thinking that. All right. So Dave said, Who Framed Roger Rabbit soundtrack is an overlooked gem. There's a good Billy Joel song on the Oliver and Company soundtrack. And sure, I'll say it. I never have to hear It's a Small World ever again. Hot take from Dave there. He's going to anger a lot of the traditionalists.
So again, just FYI, we asked 3 questions. Your best movie soundtrack, your favorite Disney song, and your least favorite. So he was replying to all 3 of those questions. So I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but no. I just thought I'd add some clarity to that response there.
Dave followed the rules. Which we appreciate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, John, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, but you know what, Jody? I don't need to live within the artificial confines put on me by society. I'm going to live my life how I want to live my life.
Mommy, do you want to say anything about his least favorite song?
I agree with him wholeheartedly. Man, if I don't have to listen to It's a Small World again, I'm happy. You know, can you imagine the pain of breaking down in Small World and you just have to hear that song over,
I would be swimming.
And, over and over again? I probably would be one of those people that jump off that'll be on TikTok or whatever those whatever the platform those kids be using now. Say, look at this guy jumping off the boat, wading in water, trying to get out.
Lonnie, that happened to us. We got stuck on It's a Small World. Katie had a migraine, so she was already like in the worst mood. And these little kids behind us kept screaming every country we went to. Like, it's Hawaii, it's China. Or, that's not a country, but you know, whatever. It's China. And like right in her ear. Oh, it was the funniest 10 minutes of our life when that boat got stuck.
Okay. That's to quote Bane, that's torture, not of the body, of the soul.
I have to admit, though, I have never listened to the Who Framed Roger Rabbit soundtrack. So
I did after Dave said that. It seems like it's all musical, which, I mean, I like, but that movie was, that's an underrated movie from.
It's a strange movie.
So. It is, and it's amazing. all right, so then Amy, her favorite is Tarzan. Not her favorite movie, but she loves the soundtrack. She loves Veggie Veggie, Fruit Fruit, from Kitchen Cabaret. And so many songs really speak to me when I run. Go the Distance, Touch the Sky, Try Everything. And Soarin' is the most relaxing ride soundtrack. So a lot to unpack from Amy's response. But I agree with it. Like, Soarin' is one of those things I can put on in the background when I'm stressed, and it just calms me right down. It's so just beautiful. But with her running songs, Oh, go ahead, Ronnie.
No, I say, I Can Go the Distance. I remember what race it was. It probably was for Marathon Weekend. We were running down Main Street and they were playing that. And let me just tell you something. There is nothing that'll motivate you more than hearing that running down Main Street. So I agree with her wholeheartedly. That'll get you. It's all a feel.
Touch the Sky does that for me just whenever I'm running or if I'm, you know, if I'm trying to get motivated or pumped up. I don't know. It's just something about that song is just really well written and it's all about getting you fired up.
And that whole soundtrack, I think, is really underrated, actually, because it's got a few songs that are like upbeat Scottish type music, and I love it.
Right.
But yeah, Touch the Sky is one of those ones for me, too, Kevin. And Try Everything. I mean, that's just a great song from a really good movie.
Oh, it's just fun.
It's a good running song, too. If you run to that, like on repeat, you'll end up giving yourself a heart attack.
But you'll have like a 6-minute mile, so it'll be amazing.
Exactly.
You'll be running through the walk break. You'll just be running through it. I got to go.
Right.
Yeah, mile 3 at Disneyland would have been just demolished with that.
Do you guys remember? I never got to see Veggie Veggie Fruit Fruit because that was at Epcot, right?
Me either.
The dancing.
Yeah, it's super fun. And the song, I agree with her. It's really, if you haven't listened to it, go Google it and listen to it. It's pretty fun.
And then like Tarzan, I mean, I love Tarzan too. Phil Collins, right, does a lot of those songs and it's just really good. I don't know. All right. Jody, do you want to read the next one?
Sure. Our friend Bill says, Mary Poppins. It's his favorite soundtrack. The Bare Necessities, I'm guessing, is his favorite song. And then Feed the Birds is his least favorite song, if I've read that correctly. So, which I think it's interesting. Someone replied and said, I think it's interesting that you're, you know, from your favorite soundtrack also came your least favorite song. But assuming that's how he meant to reply with those three in order. So.
Yeah. No, the original Mary Poppins was an awesome soundtrack, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Spoonful of Sugar.
I mean, Walt was right there when it was all being written, I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was all right in the middle of it.
Yeah,
like sitting there at the piano with them while they're playing.
At the piano.
Yeah. That's
And the Bare Necessities, I think, is a great choice. Like, that is another, I should add that. I was just thinking, I'm going to have to go add that to my Disney Run playlist because that's kind of got a fun little, you know, beat to it.
We do that sometimes in the morning with the kids. You know, like on a Saturday or something, we'll play that. And that gets them up and moving and dancing around. And yeah, it's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah, it is. Sorry. The next comment we have is from another member of the Monorail Tales podcast. So with Bill, Rick Forbes came in with, I've always loved the Aladdin soundtrack. I used to go to sleep to the CD when I was a junior in high school. I can't pick favorites, so I can't pick least favorites, he says. But he did pick a favorite, the Aladdin soundtrack.
Well, favorite soundtrack, maybe not favorite song.
Favorite song?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, I think the Aladdin soundtrack was awesome as well.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
I'm with him on that one. I'm with him on that one. That's a great soundtrack.
Yep, for sure.
It is. Jody, do you want to read?
Sure. Cassandra chimed in, and we appreciate her response. And she said, but Moana, her favorite soundtrack, and she kind of played a John here. She said, and Encanto, and Coco, and Frozen 2. Sorry, no help here. So, you know, you could see Cassandra and John are good friends. So she
just like, and we are friends, and yeah. I understand where she's coming from because... Yeah. Yeah, those are all amazing soundtracks.
I don't think I've listened to the Encanto soundtrack enough to decide if it's...
Encanto's great.
Oh, you really good.
Oh, Jody.
It's another...
I've listened to it like once or twice, but another Lin-Manuel.
It's so my number two right behind Moana. I mean, it's so good.
I'm surprised.
We had the vinyl. We had the vinyl of it and listened to that all the time.
It is an awesome soundtrack.
But I've heard it 10,000 times, and I still like it. So,
what's your favorite song on there, John?
The one about the strong sister.
Yeah,
I'm the strong one.
Yeah,
strong one.
Yeah, take a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably it. But it changes because.
And then she had Coco, which I love the soundtrack from Coco.
Coco's great too.
And then she has Frozen 2, and I'm going to have to say I don't agree with that, but that's probably Frozen, the whole first soundtrack, is my least favorite music ever. I can't stand it. I can't hear the I'm over it.
But you like Wicked though, right?
That overplayed.
Wicked the musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Frozen for me is just so overdone. I can't take it at all anymore. So. Okay. Yeah. And yet it'll be on my cruise ship this summer. I get to watch the Frozen show and the Frozen in the theater. Landon's going to probably strangle someone. It's going to be great.
Maybe he'll like it.
No, he despises Frozen. He absolutely despises it. When we were on the ship, we were on the Wish over the summer when they did a whole show in the dining room, and he was like, make it stop the whole time. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay, so sorry, we did a whole sidebar there. Favorite song, Happily Ever After, great choice. I mean, we sing that in our house a lot. Or Lava, I don't know Lava.
I love you, that one.
Oh, got it.
I don't know where it's at, but I know that song and I love it.
Okay, I need to add that to my list too. And then least favorite is Shiny.
Shiny.
I like Shiny. We got to disagree.
Yeah,
I hate Shiny.
So I did, but I will say that the first few times I listened to it, I didn't like it. But the more I listened to it, the more I liked it.
Shiny,
I'm so
shiny. Yes.
Yeah, no, that is so creepy.
Hey, you got a crab dancing around. You got to like it.
It's awesome.
There seemed to be a lot of that. Shiny got a lot of attention there. So she got some votes for her there, saying that it was not their favorite song.
It's creepy, but I love that she picked Happily Ever After, though, because that is not only my favorite Disney song ever, that's one of my all-time favorite songs ever.
Well, it's the one on your wall right behind you.
It's
right there.
Yeah. I absolutely love it. There's just, I don't know. So I agree with a lot of Cassandra's picks. All right. Lori, that joined us last week to talk about Princess Weekend. She's going with the Lion King. Lori, I agree.
You've got a strong vote from John there.
Yeah.
Good choice. Solid choice. All right, Sarah's next, and Sarah has The Hunchback of Notre Dame as her favorite soundtrack, and the story is perfect. It's a great one. I think the movie is a little interesting, but I do think the music is pretty fantastic. She said Disney adjacent, considering it wasn't Disney when it was originally released, but The Rainbow Connection is my all-time favorite song. Muppets. So I mean, gotta love Kermit singing that. So gotta agree with that one. And then she said, it's not that the soundtrack is not good. There are songs that are pretty decent, but I'm apt to skip any Tarzan track that comes up on my playlist. Just my least favorite. So we had someone else before saying Tarzana was your favorite. Now we have someone saying that Tarzan is their least favorite. Wow. Dun, dun, dun. The plot
thickens. There's going to be a fight. Yep. We'll have to get that.
That's okay.
Get that
organized. All the ducks in the ring.
Yeah.
We should put him in a Terra Dome. Two ducks enter, one duck leave.
I need to watch, I think, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yeah. A few people mentioned its soundtrack on here, and I've never seen it. But also, I think I really trust. It. You haven't either? Okay. So I'm not the only one. But I really trust Sarah's taste in music because she does the Run Jar in The Lizards, and I love all of the songs she pulls out of it. So she, I think, has good taste to put those in there. So I'm going to have to go and listen to this and watch this movie. Who's next? Okay, so Patrick, he says an extremely underrated and go-to soundtrack for me is Hunchback of Notre Dame. So yeah, we just heard that from Sarah too. So. And then his favorite song is I'll Make a Man Out of You or Go the Distance. Those are two of his current favorites.
That's a good one. Nobody mentioned Milan. I mean, yeah. Milan is a great soundtrack too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree. That's a great song.
We listen to that song a lot at our house. So yeah, that's a really good one. And he says not really a song he dislikes. I like that response. There's no bad songs from Disney except maybe Shiny. But
Frozen.
Right, Jody. Except it's the greatest soundtrack of all time. Well, I didn't pick it. I didn't pick it. I didn't. You're right. I didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I guess it's not. Let's get rid of it. All right, Jody. You want to read the next one?
Sure. I'm sorry. I'm scrolling down. Where are we? Tia is our next one, and she said, love the Goofy movie soundtrack. And you know what? I would have never thought of that. That's such a fun idea. Like, that's got some great, fun music in it. So I need to go back and listen to that one, too. My list is quite long now. Favorite song is probably Lester Park. Is that what that says? Sorry, I've got two screens up, but I'm trying to read.
Lester right Possum now. Park?
Yeah, Lester Possum Park. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Anyone know that one?
No, Lester Possum Park. I'm guessing it's got to be from like Lady and the Tramp or.
You would think I would know that, but I don't know. And then is interesting. These are fighting words here.
It's from a Goofy movie.
I hate the Hunchback of Notre Dame that Frollo sings.
Yikes.
So, I mean, she's got a song from the Hunchback movie, not the soundtrack, but a song from there. So. That's interesting. Huh, have you guys listened to the soundtrack from a Goofy movie?
Yes. I responded to her. I'm like, I think that's an underrated soundtrack. Like with Tevin Campbell and like Stand Up.
I think we probably heard it a lot during Marathon Weekend 2020. Which one was the 80s theme? Three?
The 90s theme?
The 90s theme.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, no. Yeah. 2023 last year.
Whatever one that was.
Yeah, 2023.
I think we heard that soundtrack a lot that weekend.
Well, like with Powerline and stuff, it's amazing. It's and the movie itself is super underrated, I think, too. But yeah.
Huh. All right, so now we all have to go listen to the Goofy movie soundtrack.
Yeah. We got a lot of homework coming out of this. This is going to take all week. I think I'm going to have to take the rest of the week off of work.
Sorry, you're just saying that because you're just saying that because you want to watch Taylor Swift. Probably on Disney Plus.
Right. I mean, I'm going to for sure. All right. Talina says Moana soundtrack is the best. And yeah, it's definitely up there. It's one of the better ones for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we've discussed that one a lot, but man, it's just great. I don't know. All right. Jody, you want to do Dave?
I have to answer this one. So I guess Dave is answering twice, which I'm totally cool with, because this answer is totally right. He said, how can you go wrong with anything Muppets? I absolutely agree. Rock On from the Muppets Mayhem is great. Love Me Some, Can You Picture That? And also the soundtrack to the Muppets, the movie from 2011 is top notch. And, you know, I love me some Muppets. Tim and I were just talking earlier today because we got into Wine and Dine Race weekend and we're trying to decide on our Muppets themed costumes. If there's so many choices, it's overwhelming. So there may be an animal mix.
Speaking of Muppets, Jim Henson's got, I know that some people like the Roosevelt shirts. They release on, I got an email today that said that they're going to have a Jim Henson Roosevelt's. Ooh. It's going to come out tomorrow.
Oh, well, I know what I'm doing tomorrow now.
I mean, if they have animal, you know, anything animal, he's my favorite.
Yeah, that would be awesome. On the drums. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's my favorite. Yeah.
No, I love their. I've worn their shirts to work the last 2 days. Got a lot of compliments.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Is that the Haunted Mansion one you have on, Kevin?
No, this is Ewoks.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see. I saw the purple, so I just thought it was Haunted Mansion.
All right, so Jenny, she came in with Lion King, Coco, and Encanto as her favorites, which I think we've talked about all those, and we seem to all really like them. Her favorite song is I Want to Be Like You, the monkey song from The Jungle Book. I thought that was a good choice.
Yeah,
I think that's a really good choice.
Yeah. I like that one because it's the monkey singing, right? And then, I like that, how he's talking to the boy, and just, yeah, I don't know, that's cool.
And there's I think there was a That's So Disney soundtrack that came out where a lot of the modern artists at the time redid a lot of the songs. And there was, I can't remember who did the more modern version of that song, but it was really, really good. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, because I think those those soundtrack compilations are really cool. And Disney's just got so many great songs from so many soundtracks. And Jenny, her least favorite is Shiny from Moana, which we've had that a few times already.
Yeah, it's come up a couple times. All right, great choices. Leslie said, I'll have to go with the ones I've seen, but I've heard Scuttlebutt is atrocious. So I don't know. She said, least favorite soundtrack is Encanto. I wasn't impressed with the movie or the songs. This beat out Frozen 2. Whew, you guys, that's a hot take. Least favorite. I can't believe I'm not getting reaction from Lonnie on that one. He's just smiling. He's on mute. He doesn't know. Favorite soundtrack is Hercules. And favorite songs, Under the Sea.
So all good. Yeah. Very, very good songs.
Favorite Under the Sea is, that's up there as one of my favorites. Hercules is, that one's interesting because it's got Go the Distance, but I also like that song that Meg sings. And of course I forget it right now, but something about being in love. Anyway, I like that song a lot too. So that's a good choice.
Yeah. But what do you guys think of her two least favorite though?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I did look up who, sings the, Want to Be Like You. It's Fallout Boy.
Oh,
that's fun.
Fallout Boy. It's a really good cover of it.
Nice. All right. Next one. So we're going to go to Chris. Chris came in and said, like Rick, I don't have number one favorites, but in an attempt to play by the rules, we appreciate that, Chris, especially Jody does. Here's what came to mind first. His favorite soundtrack is Mary Poppins, but it's hard to ignore The Lion King or Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast did not get enough mention, I think, throughout this whole thing. I even forgot to mention them when I was talking about my Alan Menken fanboy days of the late 80s, early 90s. God, what a good soundtrack. Like, Be Our Guest is amazing. You've got the song at the end where they're dancing. Oh, man. So good.
Yeah. It's funny. That's the first time someone actually said, you know, that soundtrack, Beauty and the Beast, right? But I'm thinking about it. That is really a good soundtrack.
Yeah. You've got like Angela Lansbury singing and just, I don't know, everything I think about it. And then even I love the live action one a lot too. I thought that soundtrack was really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Chris and Mary Poppins though was his main answer. And I think we've talked about that a little bit. And I love the original Mary Poppins soundtrack. And Lonnie, like you said, the history behind it is really cool. So that's a good choice.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah, if you want to be Yondu. Chris's favorite song is I Want to Be Like
You.
Is he cool?
Good Lord. And Chris does not have a least favorite. So Chris had some good choices there.
Jody hasn't responded because she hasn't seen that yet. She's on a Marvel thing watching it. So she doesn't get the I'm Mary Poppins, y'all quote yet.
Which Real quick time out. Nobody's mentioned any of the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtracks because they're not really Disney songs, okay. Right? But those soundtracks are amazing.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
Yeah, I mean, I can listen to those, and those are like songs I think probably all of us grew up with, you know, like from the 70s and just wonderful. Oh, man. Okay. So, sorry. Go ahead, Jody. You can read Joe's response.
Okay. So, Joe had, and I'm going to butcher some of these names, so you're all going to have to forgive me. I thought a lot about this last couple of days. I'm not as familiar with Disney films as many, so a film soundtrack is tricky for me. In the traditional, sorry, I'm making my screen bigger. In the traditional sense of the word, I think Michael Giacchino.
You know what? You can just say Mike.
Mike, yeah. That guy. Scores for both The Incredibles and Ratatouille are really solid from the top to bottom. You know, that I love The Incredibles and Ratatouille, but I don't know that I've sat and listened to the soundtrack. So, I'm going to have to
do that. Yeah, and it's interesting because the movies are so good, and I don't remember the soundtrack at all to either one. Like, I couldn't tell you a song from either one.
Yeah, me neither. So, it's interesting, though. Ones that are more song-based are a bit trickier for me, as I don't listen to complete shows that often. But so, have any of you listened to the soundtrack of The Incredibles or Ratatouille? Mm-mm. Yeah,
I'm thinking it's more. There's not words in those. It's more instrumental, right? Yeah. Classical music, I guess. For Ratatouille,
the epic movie, like Indiana Jones, Star Wars, kind of like, you know, more symphonic kind of music.
Mm-hmm. So I know I listened to some of the Ratatouille soundtrack because I listened to the Riv background loop a lot, and I'm in the office, so. I know that's on there sometime, but I will have to figure that out. He said, song two is tricky. For my money, it's difficult to beat. Guess what, John?
I know. I think Alan, Joe and I are soulmates.
As a composer, and I think his best work is with Howard Ashman. I believe Part of Your World is to be his best. Part of Your World is from, Little Mermaid. And then to be one of the best I Wish songs ever written. Anyone know what that?
Like one of those songs, like I wish to do this, I wish to be this, like how she's wishing to be part of their world.
Okay, got it.
Like just a genre.
And then he said he has a soft spot for I See the Light, written by Mencken and Glenn Slater. And I will tell you, I See the Light from Tangled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes me think of my daughter when she was little, because she would sing that refrain over and over and over and over and over again. So I've got a soft spot for that too.
And that's a great one on the Disney Jazz Station too, when they play that. It is awesome.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that he went on to say that he wrote a song specifically for Disney Park, and it's unknown by many. It's called Compass of Your Heart. And he included the YouTube link to that. So if anybody wants to listen to that, Joe's include that for us, which is awesome. So you can go back to this post, which was written on March 4th, if you'd like to look for the post and go down and see Joe. It's awesome that he included that link, because I had never heard it until he included that.
So where is it? Where do they play it at? Is it in Epcot? Where did you say?
It was written for Sinbad's Storybook Voyage in Tokyo Disney Sea.
Ah, okay. So yeah.
So yeah. Here. No, I like I like Joe's choices, but I like that he mentioned Alan Menken because he's one of my favorite humans. So,
that's so interesting choices like, there. Some things we hadn't talked about. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, didn't mean to talk over you. All right, John.
I was gonna say I would fully expect Joe to have some kind of deeper cuts, and he came through. All right, so Kelly. She came in and favorite soundtrack is a toss up between Aladdin and Tarzan. So we've had those a few times. Favorite song, A Whole New World, Stranger Like Me, How Far I'll Go, and Happily Ever After. With honorable mention to After Naming Four, Kelly, I like where you're heading with this. I really do. Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride, which she says is a very underrated song. I completely agree.
And now Kelly's about to rip out my heart.
Why? Because her least favorite is Bella Notte from Bella. Yeah, yep, like that. From
Lady and the Tramp.
Ooh, that's a dagger.
Them's fighting words.
But I do like Kelly's favorite songs. All of them are amazing. And anybody who picks Happily Ever After is good in my book. But Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride, the Lilo and Stitch soundtrack is awesome. It's got a couple fun Elvis songs on it. Mm-hmm. Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride, and then the one other song that I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to try because I'd butcher it. But yeah, that's like more instrumental, but it's awesome. So, Jody, are you do you need a minute to
it's
compose
okay.
yourself? Okay.
It's all right. I know Lady and the everybody. So our last response is from our friend Anne, and Anne said her favorite movie soundtrack is Encanto, which a lot of people have said. So I think it's quite popular. Favorite song ever, Show Yourself. It's the song I play in my headset when the Disney race gets hard. So I can appreciate that. Honorable mention for the Bells of Notre Dame. What intro song is her? Oh, that's her honorable mention of favorite songs. So again, for those of you who have not watched Hunchback lately, you need to go and listen to that one. And she said, least favorite, Scuttlebutt, should have never been imposed on the world. Scuttlebutt has come up like 4 or 5 times now. So it's not, people don't like it.
No, not at all. And I don't remember hating it when I watched the movie, though. But a lot of people did.
Yeah. And that's all of our replies. So anybody have any feedback on any of that? Kevin and Lonnie, I know you didn't read any of them, but you heard us talk about them. Anything?
Yeah, I think they're all good, really good choices. And I mean, like, I think a lot of it kind of depends on when you grew up, too, because that the timing of these movies, you know, just personally, you know, I'm more into the Lion King, Little Mermaid era. And then when my kids started watching, that's kind of, so there's kind of a gap in there where there's some movies that I don't know as well, or I'm just not as connected to. And I think that's the thing is, I mean, Disney knows how to connect, you know, emotionally with you on so many levels. And as you're growing up in childhood and you hit those movies, and I think you could probably draw a conclusion between, you know, when each of the people told their favorite soundtracks, probably pretty closely in line with what they watched when they were a kid. So I think it's kind of that way with Star Wars and other things too, but I think, you know, Disney for sure.
Yeah. I agree totally with Kevin. I mean, Disney, I think the key for this is, number one, thanks to everybody who took the time to reply to the post. Made it fun. We love the interaction.
Yeah.
And, you know, to your point, I think Disney just knows how to connect through music, right? So even we can have a couple of songs. I mean, look, the Moana soundtrack is one that was the favorite. Perfect soundtrack, right? But some people didn't like Shiny. I like Shiny. So, I mean, but it's I think it goes across the gambit that this Disney just has some really great films with some great music.
I mean, it's interesting to me. Some of these films, I can't even fathom them occurring without the music in the background or being a part of it, because music is such a huge part of the film. I mean, there's some films where, you know, it's not as prevalent, but other films, even the background sound to it, you know, it just, well, you know, when you're watching a show, like when it's suspenseful and the sound that they have, and you know, but Disney just really does such an amazing job with tying the music in and all the feelings that you get with it. And I think we've all talked about, you know, Go the Distance. That's not my favorite movie at all. I think it's okay. But when that song comes on, I get teary eyed almost every single time because I think about running with everybody and the memories from that. So it's just, they just do such a great job with the films and the movies and bring them all together. I love it.
Yeah. No, they 100% do. And it's amazing too that they can create these soundtracks that Kevin, like you were saying, when you grow up, like that's a generational thing now. Like my kids love The Lion King and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. And Disney just has a way of doing that. And they attract great songwriters and that type of thing too. So it is really impressive though, how they've been able to do that over the entire time. It's pretty impressive. All right. Anything else about Disney soundtracks? Because, one of the things I was going to say too, like, Kevin, your point about connecting, though, like, even in the parks, the music is so perfect. Like, if you put on the background loops for Fantasyland or, you know, whatever, one of the countries in Canada, you're going to be transported to that place. Like, it's just, it's so well connected and so well themed to that area.
Just imagine if they pick the wrong songs when you're walking down Main Street, or the wrong songs when you're walking around the world. I mean, it would throw the whole thing off and almost ruin it. It's just like the icing on the cake. I mean, that's just, that's what makes it so magical, you know?
Yeah. And it, you know, it just like the movies do, it brings you back to a place, a moment in time, memories and stuff like that. So that's amazing. And they're really good at that. So awesome. Well, yeah, like Lonnie said, thank you everybody for the responses and for the engagement. It was really fun having those conversations with everybody. And so if you want to be part of those in the future, make sure you join our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks. And that's where we'll pose questions like this to get listener feedback and some of the interaction and stuff like that. So make sure you come over there. Give us 5 stars, please, for a review. And we want you to do that before you listen to the Quacking Up with the Ducks segment, because if you don't like our jokes, we don't want you giving us a 3-star. So pause it right now. Go give us those 5 stars and then come back and then we'll make you quack up.
And you have to give this one 5 stars because you were all a part of it. So, I mean, it's really your show. Right. So.
Yeah.
Do you want to judge yourself harshly?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't want to judge yourself.
Yeah.
Self-love is big nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Give yourself five.
Exactly. All right. So, Lonnie, can you make us quack up?
Absolutely not. But I had a question for you guys. Speaking of music, how do you make a bandstand?
I don't know. How?
You take away their chairs. And then the band will stand.
Oh, man. Whew. Kevin, what do you got for us?
I got a question as well. So you know what happened whenever Olaf met Anger? It was a complete meltdown.
That's a good one.
That is good. But some people are worth melting for. But that's the opposite of that. Love and hate are related though, right? They're like just polar opposite. Okay. Jody, what do you got tonight?
So I love this music episode and I played piano. So I was thinking, why did the pianist keep banging his head against the keys?
Why?
He was playing by ear.
Oh boy. So earlier Kara texted me and she said, I'll call you later. I said, don't call me later. Call me dad. Yep.
That's great, John.
I know.
It was great. I know. It's so good.
My friend Stacy at work has a joke of the day calendar and she's been saving the days and giving
them to me. I love it. Thank you, Stacy. We appreciate it. Can you send us jokes of the day too?
That's
awesome.
Yeah. We need as much help as we can get.
We do. We really do. Just mentally, physically, all around. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening to us for this long. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you have ideas for other podcasts we can do in the future, topics that we can engage the community in, let us know. Shoot us a message over on Facebook and come join our group, Disney with the Ducks, and take part in some of these fun discussions. So with that, I guess for tonight, I'll just say Quaharini.
Bye, everybody. Bye.